Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to touch on how to adhere to your goals in 2025. So the first one I'm going to go over, or first of all, the reason why I'm creating the episode on adherence is because adherence is what matters most when it comes to your fitness goals. Like, it doesn't matter how hard you train if you're only training every 2 weeks. It doesn't matter, let's say, what split you're on if you're not sticking to it. What matters most is adherence. So when we're thinking about designing your split, or designing your plan as a whole, adherence should be at the forefront of it. That should be kind of the priority. Like, when clients ask, do you think this is better than that? Do you think I should do this, or I should train an extra day? I will ask them, can you adhere to that? If we're considering moving them to a different split, I'll think, can you adhere to that? If we think about maybe a session layout, what I think when I'm programming for clients is not just what's effective, but what's sustainable. Like, I'd rather do something that on paper is slightly less effective, but it's going to be more sustainable when it comes to it. So the first thing I'm going to touch on is knowing your why. So knowing your why is something absolutely massive. And again, it's not something maybe super exciting or sexy to talk about, or that kind of, it's not a secret, it's not infinite magic, but this is probably the most important thing when it comes to adherence. If your why is strong enough, you will be able to adhere no matter what. And your why is basically what drives you to work towards your goals, what drives you to stick to a plan. And your why is something absolutely massive. I can't reinforce that enough. And think deeply about what your why is, not just on a surface level. So your why should be something that makes you quite emotional and drives you and really kind of fires up a lot of emotion. If your why is strong enough, your adherence won't be affected, regardless how hungry you are, regardless how tired you feel, regardless of what life throws at you. If your why is strong enough, you will be able to get through it. You'll be able to succeed. You'll be able to reach those goals. And an example of what your why could be, or I'll basically lay out what my whys are. My whys in terms of why I do what I do in terms of training. One, it's because I love it. And as well as that, in terms of like my business, it's because I get a lot of satisfactions from seeing people reach their goals. I get a lot of fulfillment from it. And also some other whys is I want to provide for my partner. That's something massively important for myself. That's something that I treasure very highly. Another why is I want to make my dad proud. I want to provide for my family. I want to give back to my parents. Like, my dad's, he's went above and beyond for me. I touched on this in the podcast I've done with David not long ago. So check that out if you haven't already. But basically, like, my dad from a very, very young age, he paid for me to go to Japan with judo. He done night shift. Oh, he still does night shift. He's just partly retired, which he's absolutely loving. But he took me to every single competition, drove me to England, sent me overseas multiple times. He has went to every single one of my competitions. He went to pretty much most of my shows. Same with my girlfriend, went to like most of my shows. Driving down, really far distances. My mum went over to Munich with myself. My dad, like I said, worked night shift, so he got up early, took me to judo, sacrificed his sleep for me on a very regular basis. Packed in his badminton and his other outside hobbies that he'd done. He didn't buy himself nice cars or that, because all the money went towards me doing judo, things like that. And that makes me very kind of emotional, to be fair, because he's gave me a lot. And like I said, your why should make you emotional. It should make you kind of tear up in a way. So think, like, what's your why? And my why is, again, providing for my family, people around me, giving back to my parents, making my dad's sacrifices worth it. Nothing will affect my adherence as a result of that. I'm not meaning to sound arrogant or big-headed, but throughout my contest prep, AJ could have told me do 5 hours of cardio, eat dirt, and train for 5 hours. I still would have done it, because my why is that important to me. My adherence won't be affected because I've got that strong why. So have a think what your why is. It could be you want to be healthy to see your kids grow up. It could be the fact that you want to have good health, just for your own your own sake. It could be to have a good example for your younger siblings. It could be create a good example for your children. Have a think what your why is. Think deeply about it. It's time. When I first heard about like knowing your why, like I thought, what's this about? What's this crap? And I didn't really understand it. But the more you think about it, the more you think about, right, what makes you emotional? What drives you? What gets you up in the morning? If you know that and you can highlight that, then see when you are feeling tired, you can't be bothered getting out of bed, you can't be bothered going to the gym, remember your why, highlight that, and that's going to help massively. And kind of, you know what I mean, dig deep and find that why when you do feel like you need it, when motivation's low, and then your adherence will stay bang on. So that's the biggest tip I can give someone when it comes to their adherence, is knowing their why, knowing why they're doing something, and relating their goals back to their why. So the wee small tasks you do on a daily basis, and I know it might seem like silly, like relating doing your steps to your why sort of thing, but if you kind of relate it back to a certain task, you're going to see value in that task, which means you will get that task done. The reason why we don't do certain things is because we don't see value in certain tasks at the time. So that's absolutely massive. Know your why, understand it, think deeply about it, and remember that and have that at the forefront of your mind when you can't be bothered, when you're tired, when it's raining outside and you can't be bothered doing your steps. And the more you do certain tasks when you don't want to do them, the more you will build discipline. The more you build discipline, the easier it will be to adhere to the plan. So that's the first point, know your why. And I can't stress that enough. And that's something that you might need to think about. You might not know your why right now, but have a think about it. You know what I mean? Think deeply about it and kind of understand that. And that's going to help absolutely massively. Couldn't give a more important tip. And next up is enjoyment. If we enjoy something, it's going to be easy to stick to. The reason I train isn't because I want to look good on stage, isn't because I like getting spray tan done when I'm freezing with a low body fat percentage, feeling absolutely trash, tired, with a cover on my little fella, for those that don't understand what I'm talking about, then we've not competed before or that, but those that have, or you get it, I think you'll know what I mean. And yeah, so that's not why I kind of compete. I don't compete to please others. I don't compete to get attention. Is it nice getting attention? Definitely. But that's not why I do it. I do it because I love the process. I love the challenge. I love the day in, day out monotony of the training. I love when I'm having a bad day, I can always step in the gym. No matter how bad life is, I've always got that little win of taking that extra rep on a movement I can highlight. Because when you go in the gym, like for myself anyway, it's somewhat an escape. Nothing else really matters when I'm in the gym. It allows me time to kind of distract myself from whatever is not good in life around me and just have that time that's for myself. So yeah, basically what that got on a bit of a tangent, but basically the more enjoyment you have, the better adherence you'll have. I train because I love to train. I love the progression that it gives me. I love seeing myself be a bit better every single day. It gives me something to wake up for. It gives me something to work towards. It gives me a purpose. So the better you can enjoy training, the better you can enjoy the process, the more or the better your adherence is going to be. So basically find a way to enjoy the process, which means find a style of training you enjoy. If your goal is fat loss and you absolutely hate weight training, although I might think that's maybe the superior way to go about losing body fat, there's other ways. Like you do a martial art, run, swim, play darts. You might need to do a lot of darts to work that body fat off, but find what you enjoy. Find what you can stick to over the long term, because you need to be consistent long term to get results. And like I said, that might not, I'm not selling my coaching service here, but that might not be personal training. That might not be online coaching. That might be doing a different sport or a different hobby or a different endeavor. But find what you can do long term and stick to that accordingly. And also like highlight your progressions. So this will depend on what phase you're in, but highlight all the wee little wins. Making progress takes time. Like I said, it's results come long term. Obviously you can lose a certain amount of body fat in a short space of time, but for the most part, if you want to make progress, if you want to maintain progress, you need to be in it for the long term. So highlight the progressions you make, whether that is in the gym, whether that's a scale dropping, whether that's just your day in, day out consistency of you ticking your boxes, highlight all of them. The clients that make the most progress in the gym, I get to fall in love with training. And I think that's the most fulfilling thing about kind of personal training, online coaching, is the people that come to me, they just want to kind of lose body fat. They don't really like the gym, but then they start loving it. They start getting absolutely buzzing about getting progressions on certain lifts. They start telling people about it. They start telling other clients about it. They start telling people in the gym they've done such and such on certain movement. They start telling me, oh, they're going to go for this on X amount of session. Or they tell me they're going to try and get maybe a certain number on a certain lift. And I love that because I resonate with that. I know how that feels and I know how kind of much fulfillment you can get out of that. So highlight your progressions, even if it's a rep. Oh, what builds muscle is getting stronger with good form. So if you get an extra rep, that's going to equate towards more muscle. Are you going to have a massive chest after getting an extra rep on the bench press? No. But if you repeat that day in, day out, that's just going to keep leading towards you improving and you building muscle. And also things like training environment. So with training environment, train somewhere you enjoy training. That's going to help massively with adherence. Obviously, you can consider, is it sustainable? You can consider maybe, you know what I mean, if the times work for yourself, etc. But if you've got the choice between two different gyms, or if you currently don't like your gym environment and it's affecting your adherence, is there somewhere else you can train where it's going to be more enjoyable? Could you train with a training partner to have a bit more enjoyment with your training? So enjoyment's massive. So next up, when it comes to training, after enjoyment, obviously I've just kind of briefly touched on some things regarding training there, but when it comes to training, pick a gym that is convenient, pick a gym that you can get to easily, that's not going to be that out the way. Like if you're needing to travel, let's say an hour there, an hour back to get to the gym, how likely are to go to the gym? Probably not that likely. Whereas if you go to a gym that's literally, let's say a 5 minute drive, maybe 10 minute walk sort of thing, it's going to be a lot easier to commit to going to the gym because it's not that out the way, it's not that inconvenient. So the more convenient something is, the more easy it is to adhere to. So pick a gym that's convenient and also enjoyable to train at. Another tip when it comes to sticking to your goals when it comes to training is remove the resistance. So see, if I tell you, right, you're going to the gym tonight. Before the gym, you need to wash your gym clothes. You need to pack your gym bag. You need to make your supplements. You need to, let's say, have a pre-workout, or you need to cook your pre-workout meal. That's a lot of tasks to do to just get to the gym. Whereas if, let's say, the night before, you get your clothes ready, your food's already prepped, you've got all with you, and you can kind of just go straight from work, eat quickly, go to the gym, it's a lot less of a ball ache to stick to. So as a result, you're going to be much more likely to stick to it. So remove the resistance, remove the barriers that make going to the gym a pain, meaning prep your gym bag, prep everything you need the night before so you can just get up and go, and that's going to make it a lot easier to adhere to going to the gym. And also have a structured plan. Pick a time that you enjoy training and you've got the energy from a physical standpoint and mental standpoint, and it's going to make it a lot easier to stick to. And when it comes to having a structured plan, like when you've got that plan in place, adhere to it. What I mean by that is, if you've got a plan, I've said this before on quite a few episodes because it's important, but if you've got a plan when it comes to, right, I'm training, let's say you're training Friday after work, you finish work at 4:30, you're training 5 till half 6, someone asks you if you're doing something, or someone asks you if you want to go for food, that's your training time. So if you've got a plan, if you've got structured times where you train, you're not going to do that other commitment and then not be able to get your session in, because you've got it planned in, you've got a plan in place, you've set yourself up for success. Whereas if you just think, oh, on Monday you just get up and then you're thinking, I've got to train 4 times this week, I'll do it at some point, but then it gets to Wednesday, you've not trained yet, you know you've got plans Friday, maybe you've got something on at the weekend as well or whatever, and then you try and cram all your sessions in, you're not recovered in time, you're really tired because you've done 3 in a row, you're not going to be able to adhere to that as effectively. Whereas have a structured plan, pick a time and treat it like a job, meaning Just like with a job, you wouldn't just not turn up. Same applies with the gym. And then if someone does suggest you do something on your training time, it's then your responsibility to say, I'll do it at a different time because I'm training at X time, or alternatively to rearrange what time you look to train. But then that's your responsibility and something you need to do on your half. So yeah, that's about it in regards to training. Pick a time that's convenient and enjoyable to train at. Make it as easy as possible, meaning remove the resistance between you and the gym, meaning packing your stuff before, and have a structured plan in place for you to get to the gym. And in terms of nutrition, so with nutrition, have a time you meal prep. So have a time you prepare your food for the week and prepare your food on a daily basis. I'm not going to touch on this point for too long because I've kind of touched on it recently, and I don't want to kind of repeat myself, but basically meal prepping, it's going to save time, it's going to be more convenient, and it's going to be, as a result, easier to stick to over the long term. So have a time you meal prep. When it comes to bulk cooking your kind of protein sources, which I do, and also cooking your meals on a daily basis, and it's going to save you time batch cooking instead of cooking everything from scratch, one meal at a time. And also with nutrition, make it enjoyable. So have variation with your diet, meaning don't eat the exact same meals every single day. It's not going to be sustainable. It's not going to be good from having a wide array of nutrients in your diet. So make it enjoyable. Make it or be creative with your diet. There's tons of recipes out there online, so there's no excuse of not making your food enjoyable while low calorie. If you search up low calorie recipes on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, there's absolute tons of options available. So get creative, make it enjoyable, and also make sure it manages your hunger effectively. So part of what's going to affect our adherence to and ability to stick to a diet is our hunger management. If we are starving, or if we're starving while we're dieting, it's going to make it much harder to stick to that calorie intake. Alternatively, if we are extremely full when we're bulking and we're eating all our carbs from really filling sources, it's going to make it a lot harder to stick to. So make it suit your hunger depending on what phase you're in, and then it's going to be a lot easier to stick to. Also, go a weekly shop, make sure you've got a plan in place, make sure you've got those foods available that do manage your hunger, if that's maybe making you hungry enough due to the food you're consuming, or making you not that hungry due to the food you're consuming, but have a plan in place there, and that will set you up for success. And also with nutrition, like having a meal frequency, having meal timing, having a considering those factors and how they'll influence your ability to get your calories in or not get too much calories in. Like if you're let's say dieting and you're struggling to kind of stick to your diet, but you train, let's say, but you wake up and you're having, let's say, a massive bowl of cereal, full fat milk, and orange juice, like just things that aren't filling to start your day, and you're training at night when you need the energy, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. Whereas if you can wake up, if you can have something low calories like an egg white omelette with mushrooms, peppers, spinach, and then not, let's say that's 200 calories, you've still got an absolute ton of calories and you've had quite a high volume filling meal already to start the day, and you've already got a good chunk of protein in. You've set yourself up for success. So make sure you've got a meal time that suits. And that means like if you wake up at, let's say, 7, you don't need to slam 1,000 calories at 7:30 if you're training at night. Maybe delay that window a bit and eat a wee bit later in the day. And you could argue, like, with some of these things, like, is it optimal? Maybe, let's say you do start eating at 11 o'clock and you wake up at 7. Even if I feel like that's not optimal, or someone else feels like that's not optimal from, like, a spike in muscle protein synthesis, or in other words, maximizing muscle growth point of view, what matters first is adherence. So make sure that's what's in the forefront of your mind. Don't think what's optimal before you can adhere to something. Think what you can sustain, and then if you can optimize it while still sustaining to it, then do so. And next up is create habits. So when it comes to things like your nutrition, for example, don't purely rely on your calorie goal, because then you're just going to be relying on willpower to kind of manage your hunger. Like, the reason why people gain weight is because their diet doesn't fill them. Their diet doesn't fill them pretty much, and they eat a lot of calorie-dense foods. So instead, don't rely purely on the calorie goal, because see if you just think, See, if you just rely on that calorie goal alone, then it'll be a lot harder to manage hunger, and it'll be a lot harder to manage your body weight once you move away from tracking. So focus on creating habits. So creating habits like fruit and veg with each meal, lean protein source with each meal, drinking a certain amount of water each day, not snacking in between meals, not drinking liquid calories. The more of these habits you can stack with your nutrition, the more likely you'll be able to manage your hunger. Same applies with sleep. The more habits you can stack that will help you sleep well, the better your sleep will be, the more energy and motivation you'll have, the easier it will be to manage your hunger, and at the end of the day, you can't eat while you're sleeping, which is a good hack. Sleep longer, it gives you less time to eat. All these wee mini wins soon add up. Same with training. Same with like highlighting the wee tiny wee things you can enjoy. Like, they all add up, and stacking, like, what allows you to reach your long-term goals is just accumulation of small wee habits that do add up. So make sure you capitalize on every wee habit you can kind of put in place that you can maintain over the long term. And the good thing about habits is habits are like tasks that we can unconsciously kind of adhere to and carry out on a daily basis. So they don't require any mental or physical kind of effort or focus or kind of brain power to perform habits, which I think is super valuable. Whereas if, let's say you needed to think about breathing, you needed to think about maybe drinking water in the mornings, weighing yourself, like, because you don't have a good kind of routine and structure in place, it's going to be so overwhelming and mentally draining. But my routine and my goals, they just run on autopilot. What I mean by that is I don't even think what I'm eating for my second meal. I don't even think what time I'm going to bed. I don't even think what time I'm training. I don't think what amount of water I'm going to drink before the gym, because it's all automated. It's all habits. And I just tick those boxes without having to even think about it, which helps massively. And also your support network is my next point. So when it comes to sticking to your goals, bodybuilding, for relaying it back to myself, is not a solo sport. Like, your coach, training partner, family, friends, they can help massively for your ability to reach your goals. So having a coach can help massively for accountability. So if you don't have a coach, online coaching link in description, and message me if you'd like to arrange a free personal training session. I'm currently taking on clients. And coaching plug out the way. You can get a coach to give you accountability. You can use a training partner to give you accountability. And if you enjoy training with someone, then again, that's going to help your adherence. Also, it gives you a reason to go to the gym, because if you're thinking, right, whoever your mate is, John, Sally, whatever, random names there, they're expecting me at the gym at 5 o'clock, then you're going to think, oh, I need to go. That's just something else to help you stay on track if you've got accountability from someone, if that's a coach or if that's a training partner. Also, with your family and friends, if you've got family and friends that are actually good family, good friends, ask for their accountability and support. Tell them what you need from them. I'm not saying get your significant other to make you all your meals on a daily basis, or to pack your gym bag, or to drive you to the gym. But if maybe you're trying to lose weight, tell your partner, right, if I ask you to, if you want to order a takeaway, give me a slap on the wrist. You know what I mean? Tell me, hey, you've got these goals you're working towards. Encourage me to have something else that's a bit healthier. Or if you are going to go out for a meal, communicate with your partner. See, when we're out for a meal, can you maybe encourage me to get a good option, or can we not get dessert when we go out for food, if you don't mind? Ask for help. It's like, a lot of people will say, oh, it's hard because of this, because of that, but have you actually tried making it easier? Have you tried communicating with the people around you so that they can support you? Because just expecting them to understand and to know your needs and wants is not going to be that helpful. And like, if you have got good family and good friends, they should understand. And personally, like, if your friends don't understand, if your friends say, if you're trying to, let's say, better yourself and not have dessert or something, and they're just kind of taking the piss out of you, or really trying to encourage you to have it, or saying there's no point, you're not going to stick to it anyway, they're not true friends, so find new ones. That's the way I view it. It might seem brutal, but I think that's true. Like, if the people in your life around you, they should have a net positive impact, they shouldn't have a negative impact. So that's how I kind of view my relationships, and that's what I look for from a relationship. So bear that in mind. But your support network can be massive. Like I said, like, with me competing last year, I didn't win. Like, we all kind of, it sounds cringy, but we all won because my girlfriend done my tan. My dad helped me by driving me down to my show so I could eat my meal and be low stress in the passenger seat. My mum helped me in Munich, helped kind of, you know, bring my meals to me when I was backstage, helped kind of, you know what I mean, just these other wee things. My coach helped massively with my stress and obviously put the plan in place for me to succeed. I just ticked the boxes, but he had the plan. So like, it's not a solo endeavour. Even if you're not planning on competing, it's still not a solo endeavour. So communicate around your support network. It could even be colleagues at work. Like, you can communicate that. And like I said, if they are true friends, if they are good people, they'll understand. If not, which can happen, it can be from jealousy and from kind of envious because you're managing to better yourself, but they're not, if that makes sense. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Any support is massively appreciated. Any Q&A questions, feel free to message me and I'll fire them in the list for next Q&A. If you did enjoy it, tag me on your story, share it on your Instagram or any other platforms. It goes an absolutely long way and it's massively appreciated. Let's get more people listening to the podcast in 2025 and looking to keep getting guests on for yourself throughout the year. Hopefully doing one round about once a month. I think that's something sustainable I can stick to, while also balancing kind of other commitments. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.